Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina Vega all this week. The United Nations says that China is detaining up to 1 million members of the Uyghur Muslim minority in what one UN official described as a massive internment camp. About 11 million Uyghurs live in Xinjiang, a region in northwest China. The United Nations says it has received numerous credible reports that the Chinese government has subjected Uyghurs and other Muslim minorities to invasive surveillance and has detained them without due process. The Chinese government denies the existence of the camps. Adrian Zanz is a Germany-based researcher and expert on Chinese minorities who has written about the government's sweeping detention operation.
The Uyghurs have been a sort of difficult or restive people for the Chinese. The area was taken over by Mao Zedong in 1949 and firmly integrated into China. And since then, Uyghurs have again and again complained about ethnic discrimination. This really boiled over in 2009 with the Urumqi riots, a very large-scale rioting. Several hundred people were killed. Exact figures are not known. And the Uyghurs also, to an extent, resist Chinese rule. Some of them are interested in separatism, creating their own nation. And they did manage to implement some terrorist attacks, a car bomb attack in Tiananmen Square in Beijing, a knife attack at the Kunming train station. And this, even more so than before, called the Chinese into action.
Is this threat to the Chinese government from the Uyghurs, or the perceived threat, is it increasing?
The threat from the Uyghurs, although only a very small minority of Uyghurs are engaging in violent resistance, did increase after the 2009 riots, because it did increase also the discontent. Also, the Chinese have been implementing a more assimilating type of education, which contains less and less Uyghur language or Uyghur culture. Has increased the share of Chinese language education. The Chinese culture teaching also increased in the 2000s. And the Uyghurs are resisting different forms of discrimination that they do experience.
What do we know about the number of people who are currently being detained and the conditions of their detention?
The numbers of people detained have to be estimated, since obviously there's no official information on the numbers. However, I have been able to compile an extensive research report based on official government reports, on budget figures, on procurement bids, and on other types of information from public sources, which does indicate that a very substantial population share of the Uyghurs is in re-education, in different types of facilities. Some of them emphasize more skills training, others are more purely political re-education, but they have more or less the same goal. We can estimate conservatively, I would say, that at least 100,000 to 200,000 Uyghurs are detained in re-education. However, the longer we look at this, the more information we get also from eyewitnesses, from certain local officials who talk about mandatory detention quotas that they have to meet, just detaining more or less any warm body they can find on the street. I think it is more and more likely that the higher figures, close to or just over 1 million, may be in detention or at least have been in detention.
Now, what do we know about the conditions of these re-education camps or these work camps where the Uyghurs are being held?
Conditions in these camps are not consistent. We have different eyewitness statements. In some of these camps, the main issue is that the food is not good. Obviously, people don't have freedom. They have to memorize a lot of indoctrination type information. They have to sing party songs. In other camps, there are certain forms of torture. Solitary confinement has been mentioned. More conservative Muslims being forced to drink alcohol and eat pork against their beliefs in order to bring them away from their religion. There's also been mentioning people having to stand facing walls for hours because they were not able to memorize the slogans they were required to memorize.
And what does the Chinese government say about all of this? What's their spin on the reason for these detentions?
The Chinese government for a long time did not even acknowledge that these camps existed. And finally, through the United Nations review, they have been forced to produce a more comprehensive statement on them. And what the statement does say is that those with minor offenses have been subjected to different types of training or skills training. Now, in some ways, this statement has often been interpreted as a denial, and it does deny directly that 1 million Uyghurs are in detention, mm-hmm. which is quite an easy statement to deny because that was speculative in the first place. But in my view, this denial acknowledges a lot more subtle details than it denies, because minor offenses were also punishable by re-education in China's past, re-education through labor system. So in effect, I think we can see that re-education does take place, just the scale of it is not being admitted.
Now, Adrian, the Uyghur struggle under Chinese rule dates back to the 18th century. Can you walk us through their history there? Was there a time when the Uyghur people lived without persecution in China?
Now, as in many places in Central Asia and also to an extent with the Tibetans, the political boundaries throughout the history has been very fluid. The Uyghurs were to a greater or lesser extent involved with China or more or less tightly ruled by China. However, it was really in 1949 when Mao Zedong invaded the area, and previously there were attempts by the Uyghurs to establish their own independent state, to some extent with support from the Soviet Union. After that, the region was really firmly integrated into China. Of course, this was a process. The Chinese moved a lot of settlers into the region. Some of these were the so-called the Bingtuan, a combination of soldiers and farmers who set up extensive developments and farming lands in order to secure greater Chinese control over this area.
Do you think that China will bring an end to their approach to the Uyghurs at some point in the near future, or is that not in the cards?
Well, Xinjiang has become the core region of Xi Jinping's signature initiative, the Belt and Road Initiative, and therefore its importance has increased even further. China increased rapidly the police presence, police recruitment, security technology, cameras everywhere, checkpoints, scanners, facial recognition, biometric data gathering. It's really been ramping this up. But the re-education campaign really represents the next level. It's almost like trying to long-term change or long-term assimilate an entire ethnic population. It's unclear how long this will last. There are different possibilities.
Adrian Zenz is a Germany-based researcher and expert on China's minority groups. Adrian, thank you for your research and thanks for joining us on The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for having me.